There's a double track, by the way. It's kind of the same track twice. In some peculiar way, I've run into this enough times, no, it's a fact, but you get about 152 trillion years worth of incident off of a PC. Only you go searching this very far, and he'll tell you, well, the reason for that is I've gone over the track twice. I've never had anybody tell me three times, but I'm prepared to. We're evidently kind of at an end of cycle right this minute. We've just run the track. Now, you've been a knucklehead. You've been stupid. You can remember lying around on a bed of pain for weeks. You've seen people die that didn't apparently want to die, and you've seen all sorts of dramatic and sad happenings and so forth. And to think that thought instantly invalidates everybody's opinion for the last 152 trillion. Makes monkeys out of the lot of them. They all did it themselves. Couldn't have, you know. See a battlefield strewn with dead and so forth. Well, if you're thinking about a battlefield strewn with dead, just get the idea that you killed them all. And it's very doubtful if it blows. They're still lying there awful dead. Well, that's because you're taking responsibility for your case, but not taking responsibility for that instant of time and that universe at that time. You're willing to say, well, all I have to do is just think the right thought and it all goes zip. Well, that's all right for your case, case-wise, but not all right for your life, probably. And not all right for other people's lives, and so on. So you save somebody's face, you tackle it on a gradient scale. Furthermore, a person can be very glib on what he can really take responsibility for, and the meter stays very high. Now let's get back to this meter again. Oh, a person says, well, I could be responsible for the fact the automobile had a faulty transmission, and I knew it, and it had faulty brakes, and I knew it, and I could be responsible for the fact that we and the other kids got into the automobile, and I could be responsible for the fact we went downhill, and I could be responsible for the fact that we got down the bottom of the hill, and when it got down the bottom of the hill, it turned over, and one of the kids was killed. I could be responsible if the person dead, and so on. Nothing going on here on the meter at all. Well, the big convincer is brought about by the auditor finding something, not necessarily in that incident, that the person can't be responsible for. And this glibness goes poof. Therefore, an auditor can kind of run a reverse one. And this is an interesting trick that cures this glibness. Because you'll occasionally see token, think the thought that clears the track, you see? Well, if all I've got to do is say I'm taking responsibility for all those things, I'll be clear, you know? There's nothing to it, and the needle will come down, and everybody will be fooled, and we're all set. It doesn't work.